Well, just in time for Thanksgiving, the first significant snowfall of the year is expected for parts of the region on one of the busiest travel days of the year as well. To get an update, I'm here with Mark Breen, chief meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium. Good morning, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kari.
Well, give us the high-level sketch of what you're seeing as we move through the day today.
Right. We've got a storm, which has been pretty well forecast. It is working its way through southern Pennsylvania right now. It heads for New York City midday and then Cape Cod. And that's a pretty classic track in terms of giving central and eastern parts of our region a moderate to heavy snowfall. And as you mentioned, it is our first significant snowfall of the year, and it's going to be heavy, wet. And that means for some folks just getting used to winter travel, that's going to be part of this story, but also heavy enough that it may affect trees, power lines, or maybe some power outages. So it's one of those challenging storms, but also a quick-moving storm. By tomorrow morning, the sun will be out.
Well, Mark, it sounds like the impacts of this storm could be pretty varied depending on where you are in the state. What are the spots that you're thinking will feel this the most?
Right. Central and southern Vermont in particular, looks like they're going to see anywhere from 4 inches to maybe a foot of snow. It'll be heavy and wet. That'll continue eastward through much of eastern Vermont and into central New Hampshire as well. The Champlain Valley and parts to the west, especially the northern Adirondacks and our neighbors in Quebec, not as impactful. There will be some periods of light rain and snow, but amounts will be considerably less.
And Mark, do you have a good sense of what time this might be hitting where and when the worst of it might be?
Mm-hmm. So the rain and snow has already arrived in parts of the Champlain Valley, Adirondacks, southwest Vermont. It is primarily rain right along the valley floors, but the temperatures are actually dropping, so that's going to change over to some snow. And then it'll continue northeast. It'll cover all of the region by about mid-morning or so. The heaviest, though, will be this afternoon and evening, and that's where I think the greatest impacts in terms of travel will take place, as well as power outages continuing into the evening.
All right. Well, fingers crossed for those Thanksgiving meals that power stays on. And finally, Mark, we're Vermonters. We've seen snow before, but we always also see a little extra chaos, really, on the first big snow of the year. And we know a lot of people are traveling today. Just put this in a little context. How big a deal of this and what can folks really expect when they're on the roads?
Right. Well, I think in particular, so this is a wet snow, and that tends to pack down underneath car tires. And so it suddenly becomes very slippery, very difficult. And a lot of people don't have snow tires. And that's going to make it difficult, especially people that have traveled to the region, that type of thing. So this is one of those, I can't emphasize enough, slow down. If you think you're going slow enough, go even slower. It really is going to be, I think that's the most challenging thing that way. And then power outages, well, hopefully you're one of those that are prepared for such things because you may have an interruption for a few, maybe even several hours.
Mark, do you have your snows on?
I do, absolutely.
Good. Gold star. Mark Breen, chief meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum. Happy Thanksgiving, Mark. Thanks for giving us the rundown.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.